Studio 54.
I want to lean back like that too. How do you do that?
Throwing in the corner, Brown fakes, fires up the three.
Special edition of Studio 54. Got Dre Ells hosting, aka Horchata Poppy. I'm with
Caso, the Ninjaneer. You know, I had to finagle some stuff to get this working today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. But we also got.
You dig? It's Muggy in here. Still Muggy. Still fucking Muggy.
Yeah. Muggy with a chance of beats.
Yeah. Muggy with a chance of beats.
I like that.
Also, special guests, Sleep and Pro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all introduce yourselves. Don't go at the same time.
I thought you was about to go pro.
Not all at once. Yeah.
I'm on the sofa, it's comfortable.
Yeah, you know, it's me be sleepy over here.
Yeah, he sounds sleepy.
Yeah, always.
All right. So, what's been up, y'all?
Everybody got a blue can drink. I don't have one.
What is that?
That's a
Casa Azul.
Casa Azul.
They didn't pay for that.
They didn't pay for that. It's just a blue can.
It's a blue can.
You want some of mine, though?
Gluten-free.
Oh, wow.
They got one in the refrigerator, actually.
Gluten-free.
Nigga. They say you want some of mine with some backwash.
Yeah. That's how we used to do. Boy, we grew up in, we went to Lake Charles, boy. We was drinking, what, 9-11, 4-11s, what they call it?
Still reserves.
Boy.
God damn.
You get one or two of them when you broke as fuck, you'll get fucked up, boy.
They say one or two, nigga, one will fuck you up.
Yeah.
And just brought back headaches. Malt liquor.
Two 11 and a black a mile.
Man. And then you got to freak the black and mild, take the filter out and shit,
yeah.
Repack the bitch so it hits smooth.
Yep. Saints won a day, y'all. Yeah, dig.
Who that, baby?
Yep.
I said, this is the only thing I say. If we going to not do anything for the rest of the year, at least beat the Falcons. That way we get the first round pick. But we still beat our rivals, so I'm happy. I don't care if we lose every other game now.
Yeah, with the interim coach and all of that shit too, man. I mean, I think that was a good little switch up, man. It sucked if they had to, if they would have lost with the new coach, but it looked like the energy was there. They was playing as a team.
Uh-huh.
You know.
They gave effort.
They did give good effort.
Yeah, yeah. Playing at home. It was some good shit. Kamara done dropped the ball, you know, but he done balled out. I didn't really feel too bad about it. But
he's still having a great season.
Yeah, though. Still having a great season. Didn't he break, what is his name?
Mark Ingram.
Yeah,
Mark Ingram. And he broke, I said it on the last pod, but he broke Marshall Faulk's all-time receiving record for running backs in 8 years, I think it was.
So devil's advocate, since we still are 3-7. What does this mean for next year?
Huh? I forgot.
What does this mean for next year?
This means for next year that if we lose out,
we already 3-7 losing out.
We can win the if we say we go undefeated for the rest of the year. We're still gonna be 500, right? So
we'd be not with the 17 weeks, so it'd be 10-7. So we have to win seven straight games.
That's not happening. Games. I don't want them to do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Seven is a lot.
So honestly, what does this mean for next year? We already traded Marshawn Lattimore. He was 28.
More is coming. Mm-hmm. More people are coming to the trade.
Yeah.
Coming in the trade?
Like to trade off for picks.
Oh, yeah.
We need to work through the draft now.
But Marshawn was traded for a third round. Like, your third round is not going to give the same impact as Marshawn Lattimore.
It's going to clear money off the books.
Yeah. What about that
so
boy?
So, are we rebuilding?
We rebuild.
Oh, we you know, clearing the books.
Both.
I saw some shit about Shador Sanders or something, man.
What, getting him as a quarterback here?
Yeah, or something.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that. Honestly, after watching Alabama beat the shit out of LSU, I wouldn't mind that quarterback.
But watching Shadur in college, he's a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
He still got, how many more years he got, though, huh?
None.
Is it?
Yeah. None. He said he's not registering for classes in the spring or in the fall or whatever because he's going to the draft.
Yeah, fuck that draft, you heard me. Well, I mean, not fuck that draft, but fuck staying in college if you could got a chance to make money. You did.
Well, he is making money, but he wants more money.
Uh-huh.
Because he's still going to get that same NIL money in the league.
Should we talk about LSU, too, or fuck him?
Nah, fuck LSU, man. After that performance, I actually made some money off him, so I ain't worried about it.
Need a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, we need a mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
We definitely need
Who's
a mobile
the coach at LSU? I ain't been keeping up with
somebody.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
He lost Brian the home Kelly. Opener, I think, three
overrated.
Years in a row. Three
oh,
years
yeah,
in a row.
Yeah, he's overrated.
Didn't he used to coach at Notre Dame or something?
Yeah. They ain't play nobody.
Yeah, it's Notre Dame. What you expect?
Where he coached before that? Didn't he coach
Notre Dame?
Oregon?
Well, I don't know before Notre Dame.
What has he done in his career to like warrant the level of success that I mean the level of pay that he just gets?
Nothing.
Like, there's so many black coaches out there that don't get these many shots.
That's true.
Message.
Ever.
The amount of money we paid Brian Kelly, we could have kept Coach O in there for like a lot less because they're not doing anything better than what Coach
they're,
O did.
They're still paying Coach O.
Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying. Coaching. You might as well kept him in there.
And Coach Ogeron was a fucking Louisiana. So if you want, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, it's really the outside. It's not even the coach at this point. It's not even recruiting
right.
from the coach. It's what can you pay me?
Right.
What can you give me? I was like watching one of these interviews, one of these college kids, and they were like, and basically it was like you get paid off your performance and how much you play. So that's why these kids are trying to transfer and get to somewhere where they can play.
Right.
Because they want to get paid.
The University of Texas giving a
they giving them everything.
Lamborghinis.
Lambo.
You're a player in crazy for Texas. The football team? You're going to get
a Lambo. So they can entice all fellas like that? They
a dealership
entice?
Down there, they got a partnership with Texas.
Wow.
University. Like, we'll give your player some Lamborghinis.
In college,
and
bro.
Reggie Bush got in trouble for that shit, man.
Yeah.
Sure did.
He just got $300,000. He didn't get a Lambo.
What happened with him recently? Wasn't he suing somebody or, like, going back getting his Heisman
he's
back
always,
or something?
He's always suing somebody. That nigga sued. That nigga sued. What he sued, like, yeah, the Lions. He sued the Lions Stadium. He got like $12 million when he broke his ankle.
Really?
Yeah. He slipped he ran out of bounds or something like that, and it wasn't padded or something.
He slipped. He slipped on a tarp or some shit.
Yeah.
And when you got money, you can hire lawyers and sue and do shit. That's a whole other game.
Yep. So, I got a new song for y'all for the boot up. Boot up or shut up. Boot up. I say boot up or shut up. Boot up. I say boot up or shut up. Tell me what y'all think. It's a older dude. Not an older dude, but somebody we actually we've heard of before. Let me go ahead and run that bitch. Tell me what y'all think.
What's his name?
It's ASAP Ferg. And it's a song featuring Mary J. Blige. The name of the song is Casting Spells.
I fuck with ASAP Ferg too.
What we singing about money, cars, and bitches? What we sing about money, cars, and bitches, and ducking from the mistress, and fucking off the riches. We be singing about money, hoes, and clothes, what you reap, what you sow, you know how that shit go. We be rapping about thugs, drugs, and clubs, we all need a little hug, we all need a little love. What you talking about, what you spell, could be a spell. What you saying could be creating your own hell. Life and death is the power of the tongue, so I rap about upscale living and what I want. Champagne and ice in the Goyard trunk, a couple bitches looking nice, mansion, waterfront. We all must admit this the ego talking. We be trolling hard to keep the people talking. Little kid rap about a hype, bust a drill, cause he heard labels giving out $1 million deal. And they don't give a fuck about none of us for real. Life in short runs, case the artists get killed. And when we gone, they be making a bill. Catching out off your songs while they keep you in jail. It don't get caught with the Rico on a beat though. Incriminate yourself with your people on a D-Lo. Bands come through like Devo when they Evo. Don't talk on Instagram, that's when you Evo. What we sing about money, cars, and bitches, and ducking from the mistress, and fucking off the riches. We be singing about money, hoes, and clothes. What you reap, what you sow, you know how that shit go. We be rapping about thugs, drugs, and clubs. We all need a little hug, we all need a little love. What you talking about, what you spell, could be a spell. What you saying could be creating your own hell.
We are special, nothing average about us. Extraordinary, so you never should doubt us. We are the DNA of a winner.
We all winners.
We ain't rookies, we ain't no beginners. We got way too much to lose, so stay away with all your bullshit. With this weapon that we keep on growing. Victorious, we gon' keep on
growing. This is music for the champions. The trouble don't start with the pill. We self-medicate when the mental get ill. We wanna numb the pain till we can't even feel. We all walking in the dark and that's what give me the chills. We all got light inside us to guide us. This for my lords and guide us, we got us. Keep white Jesus, Pac was a prophet. Heart like a roster, synagogue, my casa. Took time to find self, got me talking different. Didn't talk how I walk and it caused confliction. I wasn't feeling right, I had to pay attention. Disassociated every time it caused tension. Mary said we just wanna be happy. I just wanna live and take care of my family. Keep the hate away, fuck nigga, don't dat me. Double strap so them hoes don't trap me.
So yeah, man, I think ASAP was coming with it. I'm gonna have to boot that one up. What y'all
think? That's cool, I like that. That's
nice. I heard that shit one morning going to work the whole album. I feel like I didn't give it enough time because I went past them tracks and I kind of.
You were just listening for the bangers. No, I know you, Bill. Yeah, you're looking for that ratchet shit.
I was looking, yeah, but now I'm listening to this bitch with the headphones and shit. I'm like, damn. He was talking about some shit. It was like, usually take fucking THC for me to feel that shit. I'm not on THC, so fuck, man. That shit, we're really fucking, yeah.
What you think,
I need to revisit it, basically.
You like that one? He had a message?
I thought Ferg was actually spitting more than I've ever heard him on any
yeah, song. That was probably my favorite Ferg song ever. I was listening. It came up on the feed, and I was just like, let me, give it a listen. He coming with it actually on the whole album, so y'all go get at it. Listen, man.
Let me swerve the conversation since it's like a bunch of rappers here right now, producers and engineers and all that good shit.
And then sleep.
Side story: B Sleeps told me a funny story a long time ago, though. That nigga said, I want to take like 3 years and write like the coldest R&B song ever.
No, I can see it.
That was funny though. I was laughing, but I knew he was dead ass serious though. But though,
you ever got around to it?
Fuck no.
Never started.
Never started.
Oh, but my point was the Grammy nominations. Kendrick got 7.
Yeah.
With no album.
Kendrick single. Kendrick just opened his mouth. I mean,
Come out of my grammar. But is there a shift like in rap?
Algorithm placement?
Is he algorithm placement?
You think he's a plant? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, man. He got They Don't Like Us and what else he really did?
Like that, the song, the track with Future.
Yeah, like that shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Can you even get a I guess it's on the charts.
You're involved with the song any kind of way, you get a Grammy.
All right.
Like Wayne has 5.
He made Hatin' Cool. That's the whole thing I take away from
Kendrick. Kendrick has like 14 Grammys already.
I hate the way that you, like, it's just a hating ass, like, no, I don't know, dog. That's just the way I feel. But
who else got nominated and for what?
Let's see, fucking a rap album of the year.
Dolce, what's her name?
Yeah.
Dolce, her album is.
She got like 8.
She got her album Alligator Bites, Never Heal.
Yeah.
Eminem, Death of Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole Might Delete Later.
Yeah.
Which is another conversation, like Common and
P.
Rock.
Which is deleted.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he deleted later.
No, I saw something somebody said.
In Future.
Was, who it was. Somebody said J. Cole named his album The Fall Off, and it kind of like fell off.
I don't know that Port Antonio song. That shit, he took that shit off Apple Music too. Maybe it's a label situation.
Was that on Might Delete Later?
No,
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, but it was on Apple Music.
Everything on YouTube.
But what you think about the nominations though, Dre? What you think?
I mean, I don't think this has been like the strongest year for rap outside of that beef, I guess.
Yeah.
There isn't a standout album for me right now that's like mainstream, I guess.
Chromacopia?
That just dropped, and I'm kind of, you know, still living on me.
I'm kind of liking ASAP better than Chromacopia right now, honestly. But, you know, I ain't give it I just heard it today, so.
I'm not the biggest ASAP fan, but.
Yeah. Me either.
I like that floor seat shit, I guess, because that was more hype. I'd be working out to that shit or whatever. I got to revisit the ASAP shit. I was kind of disappointed when I first heard it, but.
Might Delete Later is actually a great album.
Mm-hmm, bro.
He was rapping on that.
Yeah, like the crocodile tears, hunting for rabbits and all of that shit.
Like, I went back to that a few times, like, during that beef because I wanted to get off that shit. But, like, he was rapping.
He really was rapping, bro.
And I hate that, like, the year really killed J. Cole, like, because this beef, they started the Big Three shit. You know, he had the Might Delete Later. He was going into his Fall Off album.
Right.
The momentum just died.
Yeah, bro. J. Cole was about to take over, bro. He really was. And Drake was like kind of giving him the handoff. Yeah. And then this shit threw a whole wrench in his plan.
Yeah, he like that shit.
Kendrick fucked up a lot of shit.
He like that shit.
He know how to battle.
He dropped a dime on them niggas.
I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit at all. Nigga want to be buddy and fucking talk about Big Three, put my name in the shit.
Yeah, kind of like a sour lemon.
Well, to add to the Boot Up or Shut Up, I actually got a bonus track for y'all. Flight School, dude, tell me what y'all think.
Flight School, yeah.
Niggas, I don't owe a nigga, I whore a nigga from his baby mama and her mama. My check, comma, 1,000 P's inside a high, the red, the 12 pair G.
Oh, he got the BGB. No, that's Juvenile.
Hide it from my mama, I was whipping up a product. Dope boy, you just another nigga. Dipping in the product, nigga. Homie hit my jam like where's that? Men of hood with it.
Who that's Fendi? Fendi P?
Let's say Doggy Dog. Yeah, it's Fendi P.
That's so Fendi. I fuck with that.
At the crowd, better move, nigga. Still be making plays at the shelves by the Conoco. He keep asking me, is it a drought? I'm like, how I'ma know. Plug crib got so much fish scale, I'm thinking Papa though. Straight drop soon as it lock up, let's get it popping, ho. I'll be in my driveway playing.
Oh, that bass hit.
Catch a fella with a headshot, nigga, tag his toe. I don't think I ever had no chill. I be doing the most, and ho, don't try to act all grand with me. You be doing coke, I don't know.
Who made the beat? I like that. I don't know, but
Spitta had posted it, so I was just like, oh, let me give it a listen.
That flip was crazy.
Yeah.
That's an underrated flip to get that, you know.
Yeah, that beat was dope.
Yeah.
That beat was dope.
Yeah, I fuck with Fendi on some player shit, just some player hustling shit.
Yeah.
Walling shit, cruising shit.
Like them, after Louisiana Fest, nigga talking about the Hot Boys might do like a tour or some shit.
Yeah.
You see that really happening?
No.
I mean, I don't. after the initial, you know, concert of them finally getting back together and doing it, I think there might not be much more, you know.
Well, it would hurt Wayne to go on tour with them.
Well, I mean, Wayne gonna be all right no matter what. But
no, but it would like he can do dates by himself and like, you
know, yeah, he could.
He could do like spot dates
and take 100%.
That makes sense. The spot date shit.
Take 100%.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Nigga can't take 100%. God damn. Nigga.
Well, I mean, he ain't gonna be splitting it with no other artist. That's what I'm saying. So. But no,
he gonna want more of a cut.
He almost got to book him separate.
Yeah. Yep. We got a new president, y'all. How y'all feel about that,
Mr. Orange?
Mr. Orange is back in fucking office, though. I kind of knew that was gonna happen. It was leaning towards that way.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
It was leaning towards that way.
I work around a bunch of white people. It was extra nice the next day for some.
Yeah, they were super happy. Yeah. Super happy though.
Yeah, markets went up and shit. Everything was happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Tesla went crazy.
Yeah, Bitcoin's at 80K.
Yeah, that shit, retirement looking a little bit better. Crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean. We'll see.
Trump is stimulating the economy
already.
He is helping it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, exactly. And then wait, didn't Hamas say they wanted to put an immediate end to like the war in Israel?
Was that real? That was real shit.
That's what I heard. Damn. Yeah,
we'll see.
He said, "Finish the job."
Yeah.
Man, it's inevitable. Man, it wasn't a colored. Fucking
colored,
yeah. But hold on, let me finish. Son. I know, dog. What I'm supposed to say? A fucking dark-skinned woman. I mean, it is what it is. Fucking a colored woman. Fucking black, yeah. Because they got debate on, is she Indian? Is she black? Whatever the fuck it is. But I feel like nobody's gonna elect a fucking woman. Fucking woman of color. Let me be politically correct on some shit like. Anything outside the city is fucking red shit.
Yeah, you know, white women wouldn't want to see a black woman before a white woman. White men, white women,
and then I was tripped out at the Hispanics fucking voting for him.
Oh yeah, 15%. I think 15%.
Well, they say they want to close the border because they feel like the.
There's not one.
The people that's coming in now are the criminals from Mexico.
But it's not one type of Hispanic though. They got Cubans that come in. So once the Cubans touch foot on soil, the Americans. Yeah. So that's it's not just one Hispanic vote. It's a difference, you know.
Right.
But still in all, I mean.
But this the thing. This the crazy part. The Democrats do all this shit to cater to Hispanics and do all this other shit.
And that's what I don't like about the Democrats. They should.
They should have
closed the borders.
They should
for right now. You know what I'm saying?
They should stand on business. You know what I'm saying? They really don't. I mean, they're not.
Close the borders and what? We not gonna let like Europeans come either. You're not gonna I'm let not nobody saying, come. Like, this is a whole country of refugees. Like everybody, grandparents came from somewhere.
But it's busloads, and then we have to pay for it in the back end.
We don't pay for shit though. Like niggas, that shit is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but at the same time,
for what they gonna do and come in and like you said, stimulate the economy and do jobs that we ain't gonna do.
If
that is true, though, I mean, it is a catch-22 any way you look at it, though.
It is. Just the thing, though, when it comes to welfare programs, they are like putting a fucking a burden on that bitch. Like they taking
a lot
of money.
How many people on that shit now?
Yeah,
off of that shit from people like you know our people that could be using that shit for their kids and
like food stamps.
Yeah, exactly. And they getting put in hotels and all this other shit too. So
have they
all I'm saying is take care of our people before you take care of anybody.
Facts.
I mean we send money to fucking overseas and shit too.
We give money to the next whoever
coming up in Iraq or whatever. We give money to everybody.
And don't take care
so,
of
So like
get
us giving a helping hand to like some migrants, like that's not nothing.
Have y'all looked at that Project 2025 shit?
No.
I heard about it.
900 pages of some fucking shit.
I heard about it.
If that shit get adopted, that look like some totalitarian, authoritative ass leadership. So
Trump would. That's the only thing. Out of all the presidents that we've ever had, if anybody was
trying to do it,
if anybody was going to try to become a dictator, it would be Trump. Yes.
He said he was going to do it. So maybe I feel like I'm ignorant to why everybody voted for him, but maybe I'm just. Let's do it.
What's the worst that could happen?
Ride or die. That's what everybody else said. Ride or die with
what's
it.
What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, everybody's strapped down here, so
let's
have a gunfight.
Yeah.
You made the best man to win, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see what happens.
A duel in the middle of the show.
I mean,
it is a lot of whites though. We got to come together as a black people though. Yeah. We got to stop fighting.
We got to hold down New Orleans, East Island. You know, we got to come across that water. Right. We got to hold down the border.
We knocked down the high rise and the dams are good to make. We gonna hold it down.
Don't get off no exits, nigga.
Right.
So I got something for y'all.
This be Max Payne around this bitch.
Let's
see
if I can link this to the screen. Hold on. Well, actually, I'll just play it. You can hear.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, this nigga won't watch. This nigga won't watch a football game during the podcast.
Addicted though.
Fucking. Dog, let's talk about how Brian ruined our Olympic experience.
Oh my gosh, dog.
That's crazy, though.
Sleep. Why did you ruin?
Let me tell you the backdrop of this shit, yeah, though.
Let's do it.
So, 2003. One LeBron James was drafted.
Yeah, yeah, that is the start.
We've been watching him for a long time, though. And then Kevin Durant and Steph Curry follows, as we
and
all know.
Chris Paul, the most
they've all won championships and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. They finally come together on this fucking Monstar team.
Yep.
In some kind of way, Joe has a subscription for Peacock.
Yeah.
So we like all into the Olympics. We watching surfboarding. We watching volleyball. We watching every sport imaginable, though. And we, of course, we watching basketball. Like, we waiting. We pausing.
We watching practice of the basketball.
Yes, we're watching practice, though.
Because it's a serious team. And then we get to the main championship game.
Now, we watch every game leading up to then, and then the finals come.
And we like, let's invite Sleep over. He might won't watch it with us, though. Yeah.
You know, we paused it at halftime to take a little cheaper break, back.
Take care of something.
Have it on pause.
Bam.
You know, and then we come back.
We come back. Guess who's betting on the game?
And wants to tell us.
Bitch, y'all better get the current events, motherfucker.
Sleep is betting on the game and goes, ah, guess what, y'all? And doesn't say anything.
The game is tied. The game is tied. And this is what Brian says. Y'all want to know the score? in my mind, I'm already like, damn.
He
wouldn't have said that.
Unless we won.
He would have been like, God damn, them niggas is... Nah. Yeah, he so then the niggas start singing, we are the fucking champions.
Yes. After we told him not to tell us, he
and we in
singing.
The third quarter, though. It's still a good game. Like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I won. I was celebrating. Fuck that.
That's all right. We can wait another 4 years, though. Yeah,
wait another career.
Yeah.
No matter how you got done, it got done. Yeah, all right? Just be happy for the moment we won.
All right. So I got something for y'all. This is basically a conspiracy about Hollywood and how they are staying young. Oh, no. That's the wrong one.
You drink water. Lots of water.
Who's staying young, though?
Dromochrome or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. Hold up. There you go. Oh, no, not about staying young. Yeah, you probably do. But this is the commentary on the entertainment industry.
Gorgeous, gorgeous man came up to me as I was leaving a fashion event and asked me on a date, and I was just kind of like, wow, like, yeah, I'm down. And he asked me if I wanted to go on his yacht. And I was like, damn, okay, I got someone young, rich, wealthy, and super sexy. Like, yeah, let's do it. So the next day, I go to this address that he sent me. I'm assuming it's his house. And I'm all excited. I'm all, like, dressed really cute. And I knock on the door. And an old man opens the door, which is not the sexy young man that asked me out. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm probably at the wrong house. And he's like, oh, no, you're looking for Chris? And I was like, yes. And I'm like, oh, okay, what am I getting myself into? And he's like, yeah, he'll be here soon, come on in. So I go in, and I just started modeling, so I'd never been around any sort of thing like this. I go in, there's plenty of old men, plenty of young models, everyone's doing coke, lots of alcohol, and at that time, I barely even drank, so I was just like, wow, that's a lot. Anyways, Chris ends up coming, and I'm like, hey, like, what happened to, like, our date with your yacht? And he's like, hey, nice to see you. Says hi, doesn't talk to me the rest of the time. Makes his rounds with all the models, and then I quickly realize I'm one of the many girls he invited. So we get on this yacht, and then I kind of realize this is what my agent had warned me about, which is what they call a promoter, aka human rat. They essentially take around models to clubs, parties, things, this. They get paid from these old guys to have, like, a bunch of models show up. And so now I'm on this yacht in the middle of a body of water. I cannot escape. Old men are hitting on me. Young girls are doing coke. I'm scared, and they all sound like this.
So basically what happened was there was a dude that hit on her, and he was like, you want to come on my yacht tomorrow? And then she was like, yeah, sure, because he looked good or whatever. She shows up, and then it's a party with a bunch of old dudes, and he invited like 30 other models. So this dude gets paid to bring...
He's the recruiter.
Yeah, he's the recruiter. So
nothing's wrong with that.
No, nothing's illegal about it. It's just kind of, you know, weird, right? You know what I'm saying?
Recruiting for a party.
If he's upfront about that, that's one thing. But you can't be like, you want to come on my yacht. You know what I'm saying? She still made it on the yacht, by the way. So let's not glaze over that fact.
That's what I'm saying. Does she have any type of intuition? Or at all, like when she showed up, like to get onto the yacht,
from that point on, when you walked in that door, you said you saw nothing but old men.
Did she see other people boarding the boat? If she saw that, then I don't put that on nobody but her.
Right, I'm not saying that she was wrong. It's just. Story. I didn't know that type of shit went down like that.
Of course.
Shit goes down.
And
by the water.
In Dubai, they be flying bitches out the shit on them.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
They'll give them like $30,000 flying them out there.
All them fucking IG models, cold as a motherfucker
that be flying out to Dubai.
I can't do that.
You
see all them hoes saying, oh, I'm in Dubai shit. Oh, you probably get defecated on you're going to enjoy the sun now. Nightfall.
Like I said, defecated.
Yeah. Oh, and I got one more for y'all. Actually, we're going to get into this one. Tell me what y'all think about this.
And T.I. turned to me. He was like, what the fuck he mean he don't like that? It was the original Top Back song was Juvie's song. And he was just like, I don't like it. And at the time, we was trying to figure out, like, how do we make Juvie back relevant? I was like, dude, I got a song right now. I'm like, that bitch is banging. I'm like, I got Tip on the hook. Like, and that's all you got to do is bring it home. T was just like, I don't like that shit. It's too many horns and da-da-da-da. And dudes was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
And he was just like, yeah. Feeling that shit.
That's crazy. That
Juvie passed up on Top Back? Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Tip felt some kind of way just because of our relationship. Like, he was just like, bro, like, you always tried to benefit me. And he was like, I gotta kind of throw it out there.
I'm gonna show y'all niggas how to ride a Manny Fresh beat. And he went in.
Yeah, I was wondering what that meant. Like what that now I know.
Now I'm listening to it. I can't picture Juvie on it. It's like it was made for him.
Nah, he could have killed that.
I thought that was Juvie talking.
I don't know who that was talking. Uh-huh. It was on some podcast. It sounded like a New Orleans nigga, obviously. Yeah, y'all think Juvie could have did Top Back better than T.I.?
Of course. Man, well, I don't know if he could have did it better, but that's all I hear is T.I. on a motherfucker. Recency effect.
Tip was bugging at that point.
Yeah.
T.I. was bugging at that point.
He was on the wave.
Yeah.
So it might have not had the same effect if Juvie was on it. See, I had the momentum, King of the South shit.
Yeah.
All of that.
Well, he could have been on it like as a feature, though. That would have been tight. Anyway.
That nigga Jeezy was supposed to be on that Wait Till I Get My Money Right by Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He told him gave him that. I remember that now.
Passed on it. Only ad-libs on the bitch.
Yeah. Lots of songs get passed on. Hits. Mm-hmm. Hits be getting passed on. Should happen.
Bo would have never did nothing right with that.
Wait, what?
Who that?
Jeezy.
Oh, well, with that song, he left.
Wait till I get my money right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, y'all thought y'all was talking about that Kanye song with Amazing.
I don't know, bro.
When he left the ad libs on it.
Nah, wait till I get my money right. This is where he left the
ad libs on. The ad libs was fire. I think people wanted a verse.
It was tight.
But you don't think he would have delivered?
The verse would have probably been tight, but it was just like the way Kanye brought the whole vibe of what he was doing was just fire.
Yeah.
What was that, like 08?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeezy in 08.
Yeah, that motherfucker was on fire, man.
He was on fire, but the way Kanye killed it. It was just a whole nother level. That's an anthem.
Yeah.
With Kanye,
like
it's an anthem.
On for my city.
Yeah.
I get my money right.
Well, Jeezy have lived up to that.
Right.
I went back to Late Registration, man. That shit brought me back to post Katrina, man.
Ooh, was fire.
All of that shit, man. The beats was fire.
Dog, that shit. When I listen to that shit, dog, that shit bring back so many like nostalgic memories.
Yeah,
dog.
Man. That and that Common album. Common had dropped the album around that time, too.
And that Black on Both Sides, when we used to rock that in Lake Charles. Ooh, that shit used to go
hard. And that Damian Marley and Nas album dropped around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Distant Relatives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, it was a vibe. We had way better music than they got right now.
I was just about to say, has the music with this generation digressed?
It's everything's fast. It's
microwave.
Turnaround is just
air fryer rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely microwave. That's just McDonald's. Microwavable like a motherfucker. Yeah. It's
fast food.
Yeah. Then the nothing's fake streams
anymore. Mm-hmm. Like really.
Mm-hmm.
Like think about that shit. That shit used to be like an art to like buy an album,
mm-hmm.
open it up, you know, mm-hmm. look at the shit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
We'll talk about Mercedes the other day.
And even doper than she was a poster in the inside.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
You know, yeah. Like, I can't even appreciate album covers. I'm trying to zoom in on the iPhone. Right. Still, they won't let me zoom
you
in.
Look at it. Yeah.
You can't even put it on your wall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They're making the album covers on Photoshop. They're not even taking pictures. Like,
nothing's tactile anymore. Yeah. You can't feel it. It's not real. Mm-hmm. Nothing's real.
Nothing's tangible.
Yeah.
The streams ain't real. The numbers ain't real. This shit just smoke screen fucking bullshit. Yeah.
Really, it really is.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz like a motherfucker.
What happened with Glorilla? They said she was like pumping streams or some shit. Was that true?
Everybody pumping streams, especially at that level. But I mean, she's very popular.
Uh-huh. I think that was like a month or two ago. Yeah.
She's popular, so I guess that's the point. If she's making money,
yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah, she's still gonna do her mirrors.
Show that moose knuckle.
Yeah,
moose knuckle Monday.
Moose knuckles, wild.
Yeah,
that's a wild country.
That's wild.
Showing off my moose knuckle. Yeah. She put it in a rap though.
No, that's aggressive.
I love a moose knuckle. Then they wearing the yoga pants.
No,
which y'all pick? Moose knuckle or camel toe? Which one? Which one you taking?
I still love a camel toe. Fuck it.
I pick. Don't show your pussy in public.
Yeah.
Yoga
shorts.
Moose knuckle, you can't really help that. Like camel toe, you trying too hard.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Good point, Dre. You're always coming with the enlightenment.
Yeah. Fucking Dre.
You know, nigga like pussy, dog.
Yeah.
Beauty.
You got anything for Lover's Lane?
No.
Just checking.
What about narcissism, man? I had some shit, man. I came across a post on fucking covert women narcissists and shit, and I want to know if y'all agree with that shit. It was like 8 things a covert narcissist, a narcissistic woman, will not do for you.
Well, I mean, that's like Dre likes to say. I don't like the cult, the sex war thing, but narcissistic people. Yeah, I mean, as far as our experience, since we are men, we deal with women. But yeah, there are narcissistic women. But I think sometimes it's based on how they were brought up. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really their fault. They just think a certain type of
way. What are those traits?
Let me first say, because I don't want to label, you know, like the whole sexist thing. Let me just say, we all have some narcissistic traits. You know, I was saying like about everybody has an ego. We in survival mode, so we do have some traits. But yeah, I think women respond in a certain way. And if you're a very narcissistic woman, then you do those certain behaviors. And men, you know, that it's science. It's patterns of behavior. But I don't know. We would have to. I had to show y'all the post I saw. But it does make sense. And I think being in a relationship with somebody like that, I'm like, damn, this shit on point. But am I being biased? Because I'm like, I'm looking for the shit to point at. But I'm like, damn, this shit is really adding up. You know,
shit like never apologizing when they know they're wrong. That type of shit. Like, what you talking about, narcissistic? Like,
I have that. Let me see.
Because, like, that means they,
that's just somebody that don't take accountability.
They're trying to take control over everything, try to control you.
Manipulators,
that type of
deal. This is mostly the manipulating shit.
Yeah. The manipulation.
Not taking accountability, yet.
Yeah. like telling you, oh, meeting your family first and then liking them at first and then not liking them later and not wanting you to be around them, that type of shit.
So here's the shit. Eight things female narcissists will never do for you. One, she will never ask about your problems or struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she will never truly care about your feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Three, she will never apologize for her hurtful actions or behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Four, she will never authentically appreciate or value your contributions.
Mm-hmm.
You could be doing some shit and doing everything in the world and still don't appreciate that shit or minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
Five, she will never accept your relationship with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Complain about that motherfucker. She will never take accountability for her actions or behaviors. Probably scapegoat you on some shit and say
the ad libs are funny.
She would never be chill. She would never be chill on your birthday or special occasions.
She won't fuck up all the good times. Oh, you won't go out with your boys, bitch? I'm about to blow your phone up.
I am your boys.
Right.
I am your boys.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to hang with me? You won't go sit up in them niggas' face? All right.
And then act like she ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. Fucking fun police motherfucker. She would never love you the way you love her. And that was the last one, man. But I'm not, you know, it ain't about bashing women. It's just about people coming to that kind of personality through childhood or different kind of things. And, you know, it's just a lack of accountability and unable to see self. So take what you want from it. I still love women. I'm toxic like a motherfucker. I'll still date a fucking covert narcissist. I don't know. Maybe I'm addicted to that kind of shit. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I like to be treated like that. Fuck it.
I mean, people are people, though. We're not perfect. There's no black and white area when it comes to relationships, though. Like, you only got to get it right once.
Yeah.
Like, you could try with all these different people and all that shit. If you want a life partner, you only got to get it right once.
Yep.
And put the work in.
But you got to not get soured along the way. You got to keep hope up. You know what I'm saying? Keep hope alive. There's always somebody out there for you. You got to go through shit sometimes to get to them, though.
It's like you don't change who you are, though.
Yep.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because if you keep pretending for this person, that person, you kind of lose track of who you are.
Especially
when somebody will love you for you.
Codependent traits or codependent aspects of yourself and you're not aware of that, you'll lose yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back to the fun shit, man. All
right, I got one for y'all. Hold on. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, he slowed that bitch down.
Dr. Dre, next episode, 2001. Yeah. This is all a sample. All his most famous songs were samples from old shit. 67. This is the next song.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg. Dog, that's crazy, dog.
Damn. He be finding them samples. Wow. That's just cool.
Somebody here gonna fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. Well, we knew that.
Yeah.
He should have never did this last one.
It's like Michael Myers.
It's like, right? You know?
Huh?
Oh, they say a black man is a
that
pimp.
That shit's smooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the biggest pimp on planet fucking Earth.
Wow. Yeah. He know how to find that shit. He was digging. He found that shit.
Y'all saw Kodak recently? What's going on with that?
Nigga doped out.
The glitch on a Twitch.
But do you have a vision or no?
It's my money, I need it now.
It's my money and I need it now.
I'm going now, nigga.
What the fuck wrong with this dude?
I don't know, bro.
Them perks be hitting crazy.
I ain't never.
I always be like,
I would love to go to the NFL still.
What? Yeah. Football.
Not the NFL. Nigga delusional.
Try to be a punter.
Oh, baby. Okay.
What okay. team? Like he could just yeah, pick that
nigga,
team.
Oh, Kodak. Oh, that nigga, he make good music to me though.
Yeah, he do. I really like Kodak.
Wow.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
Wow.
Dog, look at the tweet. Look at the tweet.
Damn, son.
Dog.
That look at Kai's faces, man. He don't know what to do.
He's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
bro. Look.
He's scared. No, look.
No, Kai's looking worried.
He's thinking about like the HR manuscript. Like yeah, nothing yeah, can yeah. help him.
Like, I don't know if this is
look,
okay.
Look, oh, there's no training. There's no I don't have no crack hitching.
Like, please get him on a never invite list. Fuck.
You got what you need? All right, come on, we all
right, I got one more though.
Once he got shirtless, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
This is why we can't judge artists. We don't be knowing what be going on in their mind. Watch this shit.
Wait, we can't judge artists?
Well, you don't judge them. Don't judge the art.
I don't want it. It's definitely some childhood trauma coming up.
We ain't know
what the fuck he was talking about.
This is molestation or something.
She punched me. She said, no, you don't go anywhere.
Look.
I love that dick. I
don't
want
it.
I'm telling you,
bro. But that was some genius shit, man. Once you found out what the fuck he was talking about.
Domestic. Yeah.
She said she
wants
suck for me. I said, no, I don't want it. I'm just waiting for the bus. To suck for me. I said, no, I don't want it. I don't know.
That nigga funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I told him, I don't want sex.
Look, I'm telling you, he was being molested.
I just wait for the bus. Yeah. You don't be knowing what niggas be talking about sometimes.
The motherfucker named Bill. I like to indulge, dog, but if I start acting like that, please pull me to the side.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah, be like, dog, you need to chill.
Nigga still generating so much money. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know if his handlers are like, you know,
they don't care as long as he out there making views. You know what I'm saying? Glitch for the Twitch, dog.
Glitch for
his partners out there rolling with him.
Throw a perk in the air, caught it in his mouth, and yeah, that was some fucking.
He told you
in the air.
Yeah, he caught it. He threw that bitch in the air, caught it.
Yeah, like a piece of candy.
Yeah, like, wow. It was like glitch for the Twitch, and then
that nigga told. That nigga told you on Super Gremlin, like, he don't give a fuck if the perk is fake. He gonna take it anyway.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
That's why he tweaked out now, dog.
Wow.
They could be full of fent.
Dog, that's another thing, dog. That fucking, the drugs that people are taking nowadays, like,
the
half
drugs.
Of them are fucking, like, made in a nigga basement, probably.
They are.
It's wild, dog.
You gambling. You playing Russian roulette, man.
Oh, check this out.
Pause. What you with me know
to me? Random Mexican construction workers.
No, everything live though. The fucking shovel got me, dog. This shovel, dog.
That shit's fire, though.
But what's why they have a bromance?
Right, I don't know about that. That's kind of gay, but
look,
yeah,
that's too much. Pause.
Pause on that shit. Yeah, but that other shit was Motherfucker got time to do a whole fucking.
Yeah, scene. He was over there. He was getting diddled.
That was definitely unnecessary. Where nigga got that wig from?
Diddled. He was getting diddled, know. Huh?
Where nigga got that wig from off that construction site?
I don't know.
He was like, oh, I got one in my trunk.
If you've ever wanted to tell your boss or coworker how you really feel, but you don't really want to lose your job,
oh, yes,
this
that
guy
is shit.
Does it for you. You submit an anonymous complaint, and he will show up to your work, meet with that person, and rip them a new one while also seeing your complaints verbatim.
He comes into work every day with the same gray plaid button up with gray undershirt smelling like dirty boots. I guess that's what you're wearing now.
But if they're not in your area, they can also make phone calls to your boss and do the same thing. He has turned cussing out bosses into a viral
That's
business.
That's wild, though. Y'all think y'all pay a nigga to do some shit like that?
Hell no. If they knew I didn't do the service,
yeah,
I feel like they're going to know who it was. But yeah, if I could stay anonymous.
Yeah, if it got to that point, I'd just do it myself.
Yeah, that's what I was just right. thinking. I'm just telling just like,
yeah. Yeah, the satisfaction of me
I'm
doing it myself. Yeah,
right. That's usually what I do and get fired. So.
Yeah. Need a new route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need a new plan. Definitely.
Get a third party. Yeah. I'll probably still get fired. Whatever.
Get an Uber cursor router. This is cool.
Oh, Charleston White, y'all. How y'all feel about Charleston White?
Yeah. Well, don't feel.
All right, let's just watch the video.
I fuck with him.
All right, let's start it from the back.
Dirk's girlfriend, India, what does she do?
Man, fuck the next nigga with some money. Wow. She ain't about to worry about being loyal to him. It's gonna take her a minute. But boy, when that pussy go get hot while you in there, and this nigga gonna come by asking her, do she need anything? I'm here for you if you need me.
Yeah.
With the hopes of fucking her.
Yeah,
I hope I can cross paths with her.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus Christ, dog.
Kids he done left behind.
What is that?
Dog, Charleston White remind me of Uncle Claude, man. Yeah. Charleston White got that Uncle Claude energy. I know y'all don't know who that is, but yeah. He one of our funny uncles, man.
Yeah.
He's going to get them views.
Random and fucking just say what's on his mind on some social intelligence shit. Yeah. That shit's funny.
I think going to get them views.
Yeah, you're going to get them views. I'm surprised he ain't get popped yet, dog. Like
he moves strategic.
He moves strategic offline.
Man, like that boy 50. Got like beat up in a barbershop or something, huh?
Yeah.
Was getting his hair cut. Lady tried to help him, but I know it's weird.
Get off him, baby.
You gonna get the content.
Help me, please.
Here you go.
It'd be all about the content.
Like, damn, y'all proved y'all point, dog. Y'all whoop my ass. Get off me.
Are bonnets in public a big deal, or are people just making a big deal out of it?
Depends on. I mean, if you just wear it to Walmart.
Kevin Samuels made it popular.
Who did?
Kevin Samuels. The body game.
Yeah, but I'm saying you mind going out with your old lady if she got bonnets and PJs on all the time
to like the mall and shit?
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't doing that.
Nah, we ain't doing that. We're too grown for that.
All right.
If it's to the store like 10 o'clock, maybe. Yeah. 10 o'clock at night, we just making a quick run.
Right. You go to Walmart, grab something real
like,
quick.
Yeah, if I'm not wearing do-rags and slides, where we going? And,
I'm about to show y'all one thing. Now, this is the most fucked up video I've seen in a while.
Oh, my God. Nobody gets hurt, all right?
Nobody gets hurt. Thank you. Nobody gets hurt.
Thank you for that. Lead.
No, I don't want to see anyone get harmed.
She said it was mine. I took a DNA test, found out the baby was mine. So I'm still making her have the delusions that the baby's still mine. So what I did, because of the fact I feel like she an unfit mama, I filled out the DCF report. And guess what? I got full custody of her damn baby.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
The baby right here.
Look the baby right here. Jesus Christ.
The baby right here not stop sleep.
Son.
I'm dead serious.
Oh my God.
Full custody of the baby.
Dog, that's so foul shit.
That hoe got me fucked up. I'm still trying to cheat. We got all the paper.
You did this because she cheated on you, my nigga? You done lost your fucking mind.
So he put on papers?
Yeah. Nigga said, now put it on child support for the fatality. Jeez. What y'all think about that?
Man.
That's a huge commitment, though, just to be petty, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, man. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Now you the daddy and you, being the caretaker.
That baby not a baby forever.
Dog, right. The thing is, leave the kids out your bullshit, dog. What the kid got? This kid is a literal, like, innocent bystander, and you fucking over his whole life progression because you got cheated on, my nigga. That's petty as fuck, and that's irresponsible, and that's, it's kind of evil if you ask me.
CFS in it and shit.
Yeah, he young as fuck, so he don't realize, like, that baby gonna turn into a fucking 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old. Yeah. Yeah, like, nigga, you're not even related to me. Give me to my mama, though.
Right,
like,
though.
And my people, real people.
And then he made the video out here, like, doing, like, they need to look into him and take him back. I don't know what he said to get that baby from that mama. Maybe that baby don't need to be with the mama, but fuck, that baby probably shouldn't be with him either.
People be hurt, ego get hurt, and they do dumb shit.
Wait, that's not his kids?
That's not his kids. Yeah, that was the whole point. So he did a DNA test when he...
So he wanted to break up with her and take a baby. I mean, he's still going to be attached to her now. Like, let her go.
Yeah, that's dumb.
As a young man, like, you got to know to let him go.
Dumb ego shit.
Bro, I'm really high right now.
Yeah, dog. A positive pro. You got any positive comments you want to share with us, pro?
Oh shit, man. No. things haven't been that great. I'm joking. What if that would have been like
stay
that?
Stay resilient. Stay
you
moving.
You gotta stay resilient.
That's been like the constant theme.
Nah, man, life is amazing, actually, man.
Fucking right.
Life is amazing, man.
Hell yeah.
Every day you're above ground is a blessing.
Yep.
It is.
We was talking about that yesterday on the text thread.
Wait, go back to your page, huh?
My page?
Uh-oh.
No, who, Andrea?
Oh, who's the other one?
She went to Resurrection with us. My
Resurrection.
Who? Kiri? That's one of my partner's wife. Oh, that's okay. Not her, though.
Blessings.
This is her.
Okay.
Blessings on blessings.
My bad. Just
nah. Yeah. You saw. You caught that. All right. One more video, and then we'll wrap this up.
I look at people and wonder what type of food they probably good at.
What kind of food they good at?
What they'll bring.
What you mean?
Yeah.
What they'll bring. What y'all bringing?
What kind of food to the cookout?
Yeah.
I'll bring the jambalaya. I'm bringing the jambalaya because it can feed a lot of people, and you can bring it in one tree.
They had somewhere like 9 people got sick. 9 or 11 people got sick from a potluck. This dude brought some nasty ass shit, and like 11 people went to the emergency room.
Probably ain't washed his hands. Probably doing all kind of.
Nigga
might
could have laced it.
Yeah, it probably laced. Like what? How are you cooking shit that get people sick though? I mean, maybe if you bought some old fish when it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meat probably would have been thawed for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy to make somebody sick. Shit. Don't cook it.
Yeah, bro. I'm Fisher. That, you don't fuck with seafood like that, though. Seafood will get you quick. I remember one time I cooked these green onion sausages and I didn't cook it long enough. I was sick for 3 days. And it's probably because. I didn't cook out the bacteria. Sometimes when you get food, they got bacteria in it. You know what I'm saying? Already, you just got to cook that shit out. You got to cook that shit out, bro.
That's why you burn everything.
Well done, everything, dude.
Yeah.
Everything. That better go when you hit that.
Y'all would go to Thai Nola over there on Bullet?
I never tried.
I've been over there a few times.
I heard it's a fusion joint.
Yeah, he dude cool. Yeah.
He cool as
it's
shit.
A black dude married to a Thai lady.
Yeah. He got some that gumbo ramen shit.
I still didn't have that yet.
Man, that shit is fucking great.
You had it?
Yeah. It's on Fridays. Only on Fridays.
Yeah, I heard it's like a special moment.
Yeah.
You got to call in advance and shit.
Nah, I just showed up Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's gumbo ramen.
What time you went?
Like 7. Like right before they closed. They closed at like 8.
They still had it?
Oh, they still had it?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They must have made another bet.
I didn't even know. I just walked into it. Like
I heard it's like a thing.
This ain't a commercial.
I heard after the fact.
If y'all want to advertise with us, y'all can Ty Nola. If y'all, yeah.
Studio 54.
We go holler at the owner because he be in there every day.
Right.
Yeah, just go through.
Oh, how much it was?
I don't know, like $13.
I guess
it wasn't budging your head. And it's like a large ass portion that you get. That shit was fucking amazing.
What's y'all favorite duck off food spots in Nola? Or around Nola?
Dog, you know what's really a good one? And I went there yesterday.
Well.
Off of Brawl. You ever ate at
Off abroad, yeah, I ate buku food off abroad before.
See what you get.
Rapper shit.
Empanola.
Empanola?
Yeah, around Tulane. I ate that before. Uh-uh, nice. I ate
say,
from bro,
that's just, it's empanadas, right?
Oh!
Yeah.
But buku different empanadas.
Oh, wow.
Like I had a curry
they on Fresh Street.
One yeah. Some shit.
I had the jambalaya one.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. It, like shit's fire.
Foodies.
Crawfish etouffee one.
Yeah. Oh, smorgasbord of empanadas.
They got like 30 different fucking empanadas yeah. over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like saying empanada.
They should call it empanada. Empalada.
Yeah. What they call it, empanola.
Well,
this is way that's better good. Than your idea.
On Mondays, they got this place called Mofo's. Y'all might have been. It's by Delgado.
That's a pawn chain.
Right there by the smoothie. Yeah. I mean, Subway.
No, nah, it's like a faux spot, but they be having actual protein too. Like
oh,
they
word?
They got this infused red beans and rice and pork.
Ooh,
that shit. Is the best red beans and rice I've ever had. Mm.
Ooh,
it's only on Mondays, Mofo. Too.
Only on Mondays?
Only on Mondays.
See? Red bean Monday.
Yeah, Mofo. Yeah.
Fucking Mofos, bro. We got to do a foodie segment on the next one, though.
Yeah.
That's what we got, Fat Boy's Pantry?
Fat Boy's Pantry. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. Why not?
No, that's the name of
it. Oh, it's the name of a
food
restaurant.
What is
oh,
that?
Oh, all right. No.
It's on, it's uptown. It's LA sandwiches, lobster. Lobster tail, po' boys.
You just pulled up the menu.
Got me.
You looking at the menu?
Nah, off my head. Off the dome.
You dang.
Nigga, no.
I've been quite a few times. Yeah.
That shit sounds amazing.
But the best taco spot I've ever been to is, I think it's called Taco Barracuda.
Oh, what? Barracuda? Yeah, Barracuda on Tulane.
Trapatula.
Trapatula's, and Chapa they got Tula's. Another one. Mm. Well, they got another one. They got another one, but yeah, that shit good.
They only employ felons. That's how great it is.
Man, that's how great it is.
That's not facts.
So Trump could work, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. That's wild.
You tried the margaritas? And the margaritas good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the margaritas it's good.
For
yeah.
sure.
It was a real nice vibe.
Margaritas definitely heartburn.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It really sound like heartburn.
Yeah, all that fucking simple syrup, all that fucking sugary shit, though. I've been juicing my own shit, dog. I've been making my own apple juice and kale juice and all that shit, dog. You'd be surprised the difference. You think you've been drinking apple juice your whole life till you juice an actual apple and then drink.
You're not
that.
Drinking orange juice neither.
Yeah. I know. None of that shit tastes like you're supposed to.
They're heating all the vitamins out of it already.
Yeah.
By the time you buy it.
Yeah, bro.
So
they put
nothing.
Preservatives in it, too.
It's just for taste buds at this point.
Message.
So y'all invest in a juicer. Get a cold press one. Don't get a centrifugal because that adds heat and takes away the nutrients. So make sure you get a juicer, bro. And juice all the shit you're not going to eat anyway. Like
I just
beets.
Eat the fruit.
Well, yeah, but you could juice shit you're not going to eat like kale and like fucking beets and the shit you don't want to really fucking eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but still get the nutrients and shit, you dig?
This is true.
This is very true.
Could I juice what I want to juice.
You can juice whatever you want.
Niggas, it's gonna be fruits and vegetables.
You could juice some green.
Yeah. Kale is really popular.
Juice green.
Dog, you juice kale and you drink that shit. That shit like a fucking it's like an energy shot, boy. Should have y'all crazy.
Kale?
Yeah, kale.
You take kale shots?
Yeah. What? Yeah, I take kale shots, though.
Okay, bro. You ain't got to get loud with me.
I thought you were trying to be gay because I remember you went to high school with a nigga named Kale. Yeah. And so I was like, wait, what you talking about, dog?
Only you. Only.
Damn.
You
damn. Fucking straight ass kale. Shout out Kale.
Shout out Kale, though. Shout out Kale.
Taking a straight bullet right.
Straight bullet right there. He had nothing to do with what's going on.
Damn.
Name not even spelled the same.
Nah, he got AEL. Yeah.
Damn, give his whole government away.
My bad.
Why? Give it.
Why not?
Give it all away.
Yeah. Well, this has been episode 3 of Studio 54, you bitches. And you can always catch us on the website. What's the website, Dre?
504.studio.
Dot studio, not dot com, nigga. Dot studio.
The art hub of all that shit.
Like that. You can also check out Pro's mixtapes on there. We're going to put them all up, too.
And to my Falcon fans, Midnight Train to Georgia's leaving soon.
Oh, fuck the Falcons, bitch. Ah, we got you. We suck, nigga. We suck and we still beat you.
We got them.
Yeah, Rizzy.
You did.
Rizzy.
The Ninjaneer, Casso. We got Muggy Streets in the building. We got Proto. We got fucking Horchata Poppy and Sleep in the Streets, though. What more you want, though?
We want the football game, dog.
Oh, we want the football game. What more you want? The football game. I was like, see me lose this bet.
Right.
And y'all be easy till next time.
All the time. You got work tomorrow, people? Damn. Not even off of Veterans Day?
And scene.
That's fucked up.